This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're moving this week through part of the farewell discourse of Jesus. When Jesus was getting ready to leave this world, he'd spent several years with the disciples, and now he's getting ready to depart. And he's trying to prepare them to effectively live life and have ministry without him there personally and physically. And so his instructions to them have a special importance to us as well. This is what he says in John 15, starting in verse 18. He says to the disciples, "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Have you ever experienced this? Maybe at uni, or maybe on the job, or maybe just with someone you know. There comes a time when you can either go along and laugh and take part in worldly discussions or humor or things like that, or you can stop and stand for what you know is right and identify yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ. And in that moment, you can experience ostracism. You can feel left out. You can feel alone. The world would love you if you were one of its own. But you've been called out of the world by Jesus Christ to a different kind of life, not focused on yourself and just whatever is pleasing to you and gratifying to your desires and whatever is in the moment, but to live for something much higher, much purer than that. And that is God's purposes in this world that make a difference for all eternity. And when you stand for God, it makes the world uncomfortable. It makes the world feel like you're judging them. And so they react against that. "I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you," Jesus said. "Remember the word that I said to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me." You see, you can't get all upset and think about worldly people as if they should be acting like people who know God. No, they don't know God. They don't know the reality of who God is and what God is like and what God has revealed about himself and about us and about life in this world. And so the only way of deciding how to live for them is what feels good, what's best for now, because as far as they know, now is all there is. So don't be surprised if you feel ostracized or left out by the world around you. If only they knew of the incredible life that God has provided for us, then things would be different. And isn't that one of our biggest jobs on earth, is helping people see what God has done for us. As you go into this day, go into it with a mindset of revealing God to the people around you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.